This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We just heard about the demographic breakdown of some jobs in the workforce. One occupation we didn't mention but is in that BLS data set is artists, of which about 52% are women, a slight overrepresentation compared to the proportion of women in the workforce. But what's missing from the data is personal experience, and that's where our series, My Economy, comes in.
My name is Michaela Thompson, owner of Beta Work by Michaela LLC. I'm from the Nimiipuu Reservation in Lamport, Idaho, and currently reside in Washington, D.C. I am a full-time artist, and I do an art form called beadwork. So it's a traditional art form, Native American art form, where you're basically tacking down a couple beads at a time, and you're making regalia or making accessories. I grew up on the East Coast, and I moved to Lapway, Idaho, at the age of 10. When I did get there, I was living with my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, Chloe Half Moon, and she had stacks and stacks of beads just in her closet. And so she basically just said, yeah, I'll teach you how to bead. Ever since then, I've been beading. I finally decided to kind of jump into going into business 3 years ago, and haven't looked back since. It's been a great decision. When I first started pricing, I started pricing my hats, for example, at $500. And then I bumped it up a little bit more because I realized how quickly they were selling. They were still selling pretty quickly, went to $800. $800 was a little bit of a steep stretch because I realized some people weren't buying as quickly. So I decided to go back to $700. That became my price. What a lot of people don't realize is, you know, what you're paying for isn't time. Like, I get that question a lot. How long did this take? You know, well, technically, it took all of my 30 years of life because I had to have this experience. I had to see this in certain ways. So that's kind of been my journey with pricing. Because of the success of my beadwork business, which is still growing, there's still a long-term goal, but I had the opportunity of starting a second business called Indigenous Creative, which is a creative agency. We focus on multimedia and events. And so the whole purpose of that is being able to showcase Native creatives and Black Native creatives just as myself, and being able to support those dreams and those goals of those artists. So it all kind of comes from my journey of being an artist and realizing, hey, this is what I love to do. I'm representing my community. I'm representing my culture, and I don't have to rely on a 9-to-5 that I'm not passionate about. I can do what I love and still do all of those things.
Michaela Thompson, beadworking in Washington, D.C. Let us know what's going on in your economy, will you? You can write us at marketplace.org/myeconomy.